Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Thursday, the 25th of February. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning in the news today. We've got news around the qualification for the rowing at the Olympics. Also, our skiers have been going very, very well. As we mentioned yesterday, covering off on snow sport, but we've got more good news today for them as well. We'll talk about the basketball in both the NBA and the NBL, as well as covering off on the A-League, where the Phoenix were in action last night. Super Rugby is coming up, and we've seen some squads mentioned or named for the weekend. So we'll have a quick chat about those, as well as looking in on the cricket action, where we've got international action between India and England. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's kick off with that rowing news. Rowing New Zealand is disappointed that the Olympic qualification regatta will be going ahead in Lucerne in Switzerland. They are of the belief that it's in these COVID times that the next two teams should have been given qualification to the Olympics rather than putting athletes potentially in the way of a pandemic by asking them to travel there. There are 48 hours to make a call as to whether the men's eight and the men's quad teams go out there. They've been talking with the with the rowers from those two teams about it. And we'll see what goes on there. It would cause real logistical issues ahead of the Olympics, because obviously they would, whilst they would not have to quarantine in Switzerland because New Zealand has got such a good COVID record, they would have to test negative first before racing, which probably shouldn't hopefully be an issue, but they would have to then obviously quarantine when returning to New Zealand and then have basically just a month ahead of the Olympics to train and obviously and represent New Zealand. Booking MIQ slots as well means that this all has to be done PDQ or pretty damn quick in the decision making around all of this. Over in the snow sports, and much better news, congratulations to Miguel Portius, who has won a gold medal in the US Revolution Tour stop. This was in the free ski half pipe, where he racked up a 93.75 score in his first run, and no one could get anywhere near it. He says it's arguably one of the better runs that he's landed in World Cup and X Games competitions. So a very good sign ahead of the World Championships that will be held in Aspen between the 7th and 16th of March. And this was in Aspen. In second place was Burke Rudd of Norway, the four times X Games medalist. And Hunter Hess was in third place. Yes, it was a stacked field As well. So this was a very solid gold medal. So well done to him. In fifth place, we also had Ben Harrington, the fellow Kiwi from Wanaka. So great results there from both of those skiers ahead of the half pipe this morning, or actually probably may have even happened already, but we'll also bring you news of this tomorrow. We have Ben Barkley, Luke Harrington, and Margu Hackett are all competing in the free ski big air. And then Cool Wakashima and Tyne Collins will be competing in the snowboard slope style for New Zealand. So those five athletes also taking part this morning. As I say, their runs might have completed, or they started at 5 a.m. We'll bring you the news of that tomorrow morning here on the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. So great news from our skiers over there in the USA. Moving on then to the basketball in the NBA, keeping in the USA, there were 9 games yesterday. Key results saw the Bucks beat the Timberwolves 139-112. The Nets beat the Kings 127-118, and the 76ers beat the Raptors 109-102. So the top three in the Eastern Conference all picking up wins yesterday. The Clippers beat the Wizards 135-116 to keep pressure on the Jazz at the top of the Western Conference. They have the Jazz are 25-6. Whereas the Clippers are 23-10. So a bit of a gap for the Clippers to close there, with the Lakers back on 22-10. So that's wins and losses for you folks. Over here, keeping with basketball and in the NBL, over in Australia, there was no action yesterday, but tonight there are two games. First up, the Kings take on the Breakers at 7 p.m., a real big game for the Breakers. The Breakers sat down there in ninth place, the Kings in, which is last, the Kings in sixth. So a good opportunity here for the Breakers to add to their one win this season to start to try and put a bit of a run of games together. Also, the 76ers will take on Melbourne. Sorry, the 36ers will take on Melbourne United as well in the NBL. Sticking in Australia and heading over to the A-League, and the Wellington Phoenix travel to Melbourne Victory yesterday for a game which was a bottom of the table clash. Unfortunately, Melbourne Victory came out on top 2-0, meaning that they climb above Wellington Phoenix into 11th place. This was after a decent draw that the Wellington Phoenix picked up on Sunday. They obviously having to back up that pretty soon afterwards, but then again, so did the Melbourne Victory, who also played on Sunday. So obviously, join us at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning for the Knicks newsletter, where the boys will go through all of the action from those two games and look forward to the rest of the upcoming games for the Wellington Phoenix as well. In the rugby, and yes, this weekend, Super Rugby Aotearoa kicks off, and we have the Highlanders versus the Crusaders, as well as the Hurricanes versus the Blues. We've already got the Highlanders versus the Crusaders lineups. For this weekend, Joshuani starting on the bench as Michael Hunt takes 10, and Solomon Alamalo, who is transferred over from the Chiefs, and will wear the 15 jersey for the Highlanders. For the Crusaders, Jack Goodhue moves out to 13, and McLeod moves in to that 12 jersey as the Crusaders have injury issues with their centres, with Braden Ennell out for the season and David Havili also injured there. So, Will Jordan came through and has got the 15 jersey. There were some injury worries around him ahead of this game as well. So that game is on Friday evening, and we will be bringing you post-match reaction to both of the Super Rugby Aotearoa games straight after the final whistle. So do keep it here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Also, join us tonight at 8 p.m. as we preview all four of the Super Rugby games. Yes, that's right. The two games in Super Rugby Aotearoa and also the two games in Super Rugby AU. So do join us at 8 p.m. this evening for that. If you can't join us for any of the shows, don't forget that they are all available as recordings on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. But also, we put the recordings up as podcasts, so you can listen to us in your car, as you're doing the gardening, or whatever. Search for New Zealand Sports Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those wonderful places, and will get automatically downloaded to your phone. In the cricket, then, and we've had the first day of the India versus England third test match. It's a day-night test match, and England went in to bat first. And they were in trouble very early on, as both Sibley and Bairstow both were out for ducks. Zach Crawley put in something of some resistance, scoring 53 at the top of the innings, but nobody else got above 20, and England were all bowled out for 112. Axar Patel picked up 6 wickets off his 22 overs, or 21.4 overs, and Ravichandran Ashwin also chipped in with 3 wickets off his 16 overs. So some good bowling for those two. And India in a very dominant position early on in that test match. England looking to save the test after just the first day. In reply, India reached 99 for 3. Rohit Sharma scoring 57 not out at the top of the innings there. Is leading the way for India. Jack Leach picked up 2 wickets from his 10 overs so far. But it's going to be a long 4 days. Well, if I can't see this one going the full 5 days. Let's be honest, England in all sorts of trouble straight away there. Also, don't forget we have the New Zealand versus Australia second T20 game tonight down in Dunedin. This afternoon down in Dunedin. That starts at 2 p.m. New Zealand winning the first T20 that was held in Christchurch. You have now started the day the best way to speed all of the important sports news. If you would like to support New Zealand Sports Radio bringing you all of this coverage, then go over to patreon.com/ NZ Sport Radio, where you can become a supporter of New Zealand Sports Radio. Don't forget also that at 6 p.m. all every day this week, we have been releasing interviews from the jet sprints at Merrie at the weekend. So you can catch up with interviews with some of the drivers, ex-drivers and navigators as well from that event. It was a cracker in Merrie.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.